I went down the hall and to the front door where I first peered through the security spy hole. The porch light was on and I could make out a woman and a child. Reassured, I opened the front door.
"Sorry we're so late," the woman immediately apologised. "I'm Jessie, Beth's social worker. We spoke on the phone. You must be Kathy. This is Beth."
I smiled and looked at Beth, who was standing close to her social worker. She wore a grey winter's coat buttoned up to the top. She was pale, but her cheeks were flushed, and her eyes were puffy from crying. She clutched a tissue in one hand, which she pressed to her nose.
"Oh, love," I said, "you must be very tired and worried. Come in."
"I want my daddy,"
Beth said, her eyes filling.
"I understand," I said, touching her arm reassuringly.
Jessie eased Beth over the doorstep and then brought in a very large suitcase.
"We stopped off at Beth's house to get her clothes," Jessie explained as I closed the front door. "It took longer than I expected. Beth wanted to change out of her school uniform and then we had to pack. She was worried about washing her clothes and the food in the fridge spoiling. I've told her not to worry, that you'll wash her clothes here and the house will be fine."
I smiled again at Beth. "That's right. There's nothing for you to worry about. I'll look after you." Although I wondered that a 7-year-old had thought about laundry that needed to be done or food spoiling. "Would you like to take off your coat?" I asked her. "And we'll hang it here on the hall stand." Beth began to undo her buttons and then let Jessie help her out of her coat. I hung it on the stand and Jessie did the same with hers.
"I want to be with my daddy," Beth said again.
"It's just for a short while until daddy is better," Jessie reassured her.
"Come on through and meet my son and daughter, Adrian and Paula," I said. "They're looking forward to meeting you." Jessie took Beth's hand and I led the way down the hall and into the living room. My first impression of Beth was that she'd been well cared for at home and was now clearly missing her father dreadfully. Jessie, I guessed, was in her late 30s, smartly dressed in black trousers and a pale blue jumper. She seemed stressed, probably from running late and from all the arrangements she would have had to make to bring a child into care. "Would you like a drink?" I offered Jessie and Beth. Beth shook her head while Jessie said,
"A coffee would be lovely, thank you. Milk and one sugar, please."
"This is Beth and her social worker, Jessie," I said, introducing them to Adrian and Paula. "I'll leave you all to get to know each other while I make the coffee." But Paula wasn't going to be left alone with strangers, and she rushed over and slipped her hand into mine. Jessie and Beth were settling on the sofa as I left the living room with Paula to make the coffee, while Adrian had put down his book and was setting aside his embarrassment to talk to Jessie and Beth. It's always difficult when a new child first arrives until everyone gets to know each other and relaxes. From the kitchen, I could hear Jessie asking Adrian how old he was and what he liked to do in his spare time. As I made the coffee, I explained again to Paula who Beth was. "Beth's going to stay with us for a few sleeps while the doctors make her daddy better," I said.
"Why?"
Paula asked. "Why" was a word Paula had recently discovered and now used quite a lot.
"Because there's no one else at home to look after her," I said. "And she can't stay at home by herself."
"Why not?"
"Because she's too young," I said. "She's only 7.
"I'm 2,
Paula said proudly. "Yes, that's right. And in a few months, you'll be 3. I made the coffee, arranged some biscuits on a plate and set them on a tray. Paula followed me into the living room where I placed the tray on the coffee table within reach of Jessie.
"Thanks," she said gratefully, reaching for the mug of coffee and a couple of biscuits. "I can't remember the last time I had something to eat or drink. Today has disappeared."
Jessie wasn't the first social worker who'd arrived having not had time to eat or drink.
"Shall I make you something to eat?" I asked. "No, thank you. I'll settle Beth, and then I need to get home. I have 2 children of my own, although you wouldn't think so for the little I see of them."
"Are you sure you don't want a drink?" I asked Beth. She shook her head. "A biscuit?" I asked, offering her the plate. She shook her head again.
"She'll need something to eat before bed."